Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Half Hour Fantasy Podcast. I'm your returning host Peter, joined by Tom. How are you doing, Tom?
I'm good, Peter. How are you?
Not too bad. Holidays over a bit, so back to reality. So normally at this point in the stage, I would do the top three in the league and that, but I'm going to wait a couple of weeks until we've got kind of decent scoreboard up, maybe three or four game weeks, and then I will go through the people at the top of the league and we'll cover it every week, just so people don't think they're in the league and not getting mentioned if they're sitting at the top. So we'll go through our score and rank first. Tom, I will go first, if the app would load up. Right, so 70 points this week for me, better than last week, so there is that. Roos and goals for 2, Captain Cap, Captain Tav 12, Scales 2, Taylor 2, Atkinson off the bench 1, Levitt 3, Ayunga 6, Lawrence 10, Kolak 7, Shankland 11, Vice-Captain Furuhashi 14, left nothing on the bench, so that was 70 points, and that half my game week after a terrible game week 1 rank from 2,600 to 1,054. So that's quite a big rise. I think there's quite a lot of dead teams straight away. But how'd you go on, Tom?
I got 86 points this week. My overall rank is down to 111th, so 111. Points wise, I got Roos and goals as well for 2. Back line of Yilmaz for 6. Captain Tav got me 12. Scales got me 2. Taylor got me 2 in midfield. Ayunga got me 6. Lawrence 10. Yota 14. Up front, I've got Hiwula for 2 points. Miovski for 16 points. And vice-captain on Furuhashi, 14 points. And nothing really left on the bench there.
Okay, so if you've seen my Twitter account, the Recon Challenge Cup Round 1 results were online as well. Unfortunately, I'm the first podcaster at the threes to fall at the first hurdle. Game week 1 kind of killed me off. But then, see things happen. There's always the Royalty Rumble comes up midweek point in the season. So if you haven't seen them there, we're going to do a live draw later. But what we're going to do now is quickly look through the results and then Tom's going to give us a bit on the games and what he is top 10 for the game week. So the results from the game week 2 were Ross County 1, Celtic 3, Rangers 2, Kilmarnock 0, Motherwell 1, St Johnson 2, Aberdeen 4, St Mirren 1, Hibs 1, Hearts 1, and Dungeon United 0, Livingston 1. Tom, so over to you.
Okay, so first up, we've got Rangers 2, Kilmarnock 0. Cholak scored with an assist from Lawrence, and Borellis came on as a sub and also scored as well. Looking at the start and 11s, Sands was in with Goldson as centre-back, and Yilmaz was the preferred option over Barisic. Yilmaz comes in at 3.4 million. A Rangers defender that cheap. I don't think that's a bad option there. I think he'll probably be preferred over Barisic this season. Rangers defence kept Kelly at bay. They had 0 shots on target. So Rangers are back in their form with clean sheets. Obviously, this is just one game, so not much to go on. Attacking-wise from Rangers, I think they're clearly missing Ryan Kent. They don't look as dangerous going forward. But Tom Lawrence in midfield is ticking along nicely. He got an assist, a clean sheet point, and all 3 bonus in this game, giving us a total of 10. And that's 14 points over 2 game weeks. So happy with that. Kilmarnock, it's hard to judge them when they're playing away at Ibrox. So I don't really take too much away from that. McLaughlin he was first choice keeper. He didn't have much to do. He seems to be first choice keeper. Didn't have much to do. Colak does offer a cheap striker option. However, for Colak owners, I'm not one of them. But if I did have him, I'd be a bit concerned about the return of Morelos. Came on as a sub, scored. Do you have Colak, Pierre?
I do, yes.
Are you worried?
I am. Hence, I sent you that kind of kid on wild card that I was doing the other night to see what my thoughts were. Thoughts on the game, do you want me to say what I think?
Yeah.
I can agree with you. So far, just looking at the edges, so far I've seen two games, Tavernier and Lawrence as my locks in. I do want to get to Yilmaz. So that would probably be at the expense of Colak because he's so cheap at the back. But then you've got the returning Morelos soon. We'll give you another option up top. So it's food for thought. Right now I'm thinking about getting to Tavernier, Lawrence and Yilmaz. And then maybe dipping in and out of Morelos if he hits the ground running back fitness. Rangers have got qualifying games. If they win the night, if they overturn the leg and go off more midweek games, so it could be rotation, League Europe. And we do get LA team news for Rangers this week, so I won't need to jump until I see the team news. Because if Colog starts against St Johnstone, then I'm just going to hold. And if Morelos is in against St Johnstone, which is possibly worst team in the league, I might have to take a hit to get him in. Kilmarnock, I've got Mayo at the back, cheap. Shaw's on a kind of short list for cheap strikers up front, but apart from that, nothing really stands out for him yet. Two games in, still a finder's feet.
Yeah. I agree with the Rangers assets. It looks like Tav and what's his name again? Lawrence are pretty nailed on, and then it's just finding out who we want that third Rangers slot to be. But 3.4 million, and it frees up so much funds to do other things, which we'll probably come on to. Next fixture up, we've got Motherwell 1, St Johnstone 2. Motherwell, it was an own goal from Graham Carey in the dying minutes for St Johnstone. Jamie Murphy scored the opener with Thelon Bear with the assist. And also another goal in the dying minutes was Stevie May with an assist from McGowan. The Saints managed a win away from home, having lost 1-0 at home to Hibs last week. Jamie Murphy scored the opener and got all three bonus. That gave him a total of 11 points. I think it's probably going to be a long season for Motherwell. I've kind of felt they got a bit lucky last week with the Liam Kelly performance. St Mirren did create a lot of chances, but just couldn't get in the back of the net. Kelly didn't manage the same sort of performance this week. And St Johnstone, a team that we've not been too kind to on the podcast, we're not too keen on their assets. They've managed to go to Fir Park and get a win there. So concern for Motherwell. Connor Shields did hit the woodwork. So you could maybe perhaps argue they're a little bit unfortunate. But I don't fancy either sides at the minute. But if there is any sort of standout assets, we'll probably need to see more from both teams before we start jumping onto that. Anything to add on that fixture, Peter?
No, I think you pretty much nailed that, Tom. I'd only seen the quick highlights of this game. I've got them both marked as target teams as it stands right now. St Johnstone was a team to target from the start. Motherwell's a team to target now. Depending on who they appoint as manager, that could change. I mean, when I look at their squad, they've got the makings of a decent team, I think. They shouldn't be. I suppose there's a lot of teams kind of similar, but I think my good coaching charge could be not bad, but right now I think I'll be targeting their fixtures going forward for maybe vice-captains and captains. And that's there's nobody there I want to take into the team. I know I said before, Motherwell, a good start to the season. Don't play either of the Rangers Celtic to game week 8, I think, but they've not shown anything that makes you want to jump on them, so it's a hard no for me for both teams.
Yeah, definitely. Next fixture up, Aberdeen 4, St Mirren 1. Mayovsky with two goals, one of which was a penalty. Also scoring was Clarkson with an assist from Matty Kennedy. And the Duke scored with an assist from Ramirez. St Mirren went down to 10 men pretty early on. Declan Gallagher got his second yellow card at the 22-minute mark. However, Aberdeen didn't manage to keep the clean sheet. There was a penalty awarded to St Mirren. A younger scored. He is our out-of-position midfielder playing as a striker who looked pretty decent last week, and he's managed to get on the score sheet this week. The penalty was won by Kilty. That penalty was their only shot on target, so I wouldn't be considering any other St Mirren assets other than a younger, probably. Aberdeen managed a whopping 10 shots on target. Miofsky had 5 of these. He did score 2 goals, but he'd also missed 3 big chances as well at 5.1 million. And with that fixture run we discussed on the last pod, I think he's probably a must-have at this stage of the season. I think all of us on the podcast have been quite confident about Miofsky after what we've seen in pre-season. Me and Donnie have got him. Peter, you want him. I think at that 5.1 million price, you can't go wrong. He's cheaper than the likes of Fletcher and Shankland and doing pretty good. Scales, we've got a lot of teams have got him as a cheap enabler. He had 4 shots and missed a big chance in this game. Not bad for a budget enabler. I would have really liked to have seen a clean sheet from Aberdeen, but it's just one of these things. For a younger owners, at least they got the consolation penalty. Basujian, I don't think I'm saying that right, but he hit the woodwork in this game as well. So he's not a bad option. And Aberdeen looked pretty attacking. I've just noted down, I don't think he's inexpendable. We've got a lot of kind of emerging midfield options. They do cost a bit more than him, so they're not that easy to get to. But as I said, he's the only St Mirren asset I'd probably consider at this point. Peter?
Yep, pretty well done there, Tom. St Mirren, I think the young ones they want to have right now, I can see this could be another kind of player. Maybe not Megan Charles Cook type, but I mean, he's going to build early value. So, I mean, the question is, people who want to get to Boyle and want to get to other players, it could be a good option if you keep him around and see what happens. He's returned. I'm pretty much assuming he's going to get a price rise this week. I don't know what your team looked like, but I get 0.5 million extra after game week one. Did you?
I was 0.6, yeah.
Yeah, so the money's flowing quite quickly. So I don't envision it'll take long before you can, if you've got the right players at the right time, you can pretty much fit most of these players in at some point. Aberdeen, I do like looking after the first 2 game weeks. I only played us game week one, Celtic, but it looks like Goodwin can have them playing quite defensively when they're playing the harder teams. They can play them quite free-flowing when they're playing the kind of smaller teams. So I do think they're going to do pretty well this season. And my offscore you mentioned, I think I'm going to get on him. Again, I mentioned we'll get to the transfers, but just covering, if the Rangers team news comes in and Colek's not playing, it's an easy move. Mother, we need to get to, you mentioned later, is Jota. I haven't got him, so I may have to downgrade Furuhashi to get to Jota, because another question on that later was because I think Furuhashi's game time's quite worrying because of the size of the squad we've got. Aberdeen at the back, I think it'll just come. Goodwin's a good defensive manager, it'll come with time. He's built a brand new team. I don't think the double-up's the strangest thing to do in the world with the cheap goalkeeper and cheap defender. I'm sure over the space of a couple of game weeks, you're going to get a double clean sheet return. And I think the season progresses and the fixtures and they get used to each other, I think Aberdeen's going to be pretty solid for the clean sheets as they go forward. Watch that come back and hit me egg in the face. But that's my look at it from the outside in anyway.
I think people agree because Roos has already went up by 0.1 as his scales. So people are getting on him. At present, Miofsky's only owned by 11.6% of managers. So still in that sort of differential category at the minute, so certainly helped owners this week.
That'll jump, you know, that's going to jump next week. Big cat, I'll jump, I'll jump with hell up.
I think so. Next fixture, then we've got Ross County 1, Celtic 3. Iacoviti scored for Ross County with an assist from Owura Edwards. I thought he looked good against Hearts last week. Unfortunately, he didn't start this fixture, but he did come on at half time. I don't know if that was tactics, wanting to have more of an impact. For Celtic, Kyogo scored with an assist from Jota. Jens scored with an assist from Jota. And Abada scored with an assist from Jota. So
everyone got a dag at your heart as I watched it, but when you go.
I actually thought O'Reilly looked good in this game as well, but unfortunately no returns from him. Kyogo came good with a goal, and he managed to make it to 85 minutes in this game. I think he only made it to about 65 last week before Giakoumakis came on to replace him. It was a hat-trick of assists for Jota. I think he's in that kind of must-have category given on his form so far this season. One goal and three assists in two games, as well as the clean sheet in this game and four bonus points across the two. He's the highest scoring player in the game with 24, and his ownership is pretty high, 56.8, so more than half of managers own him. So you're going to fall behind a bit if you don't have him in your team, I think. Jens, he came in for Welsh. Welsh has went down with an illness. He wasn't in the squad at all for this fixture. At 2.9 million, he could be the cheapest way into the Celtic defence. He's even 0.6 cheaper than Greg Taylor. I noticed he had a big presence in the box, and obviously he scored. Perhaps he's maybe even more likely to get goals than Taylor. For Ross County, I think Owura's on my watch list just now as perhaps a cheapy option. But it's probably the same situation as Kilmarnock this game week. It's just kind of hard to judge them when they're playing against either Celtic or Rangers. So I don't really have much to say on the opposition there. Peter, okay. Your thoughts?
Yep, start with Ross County. I thought Ross County looked again under Mark McCarthy, also all organised, but they still offer an attacking threat. There are two wingers, I think it's Sims and Edwards. Am I right? And that's the two wingers. I think they, once they start getting their groove and the fixtures turn, I think they could be really good cheap enablers, because I think he likes to play, I believe, a lot of wing play. That's the way it goes. So at some point, they're going to have decent returns, both of them. I like having a Ross County player in my team at some point. They've all come good. He's a good manager. I know he's got his faults and his beliefs, maybe his belief system, but he's a good manager. I think they will come good at some point. It's better to get on at the right time. Celtic-wise, I mean, see the Welsh thing. Is it COVID? Do we know? I know it's never declared, but I think it's COVID.
Difficult to say. Illness?
Yeah, illness, I know. I mean, illness, sometimes you just think into it. I'm not convinced Jens is going to keep that position because Starfield's to come back. So I'm more, if you want to stick to you stick with Carter Vickers. I'm on Taylor. Well, I think Greg Taylor's looked fantastic this season so far. I think he's really upped his game in that position. He's an inverted winger. The only thing about that is, I mean, I've got him in my team, and his roles, I think, are ready by 1 point, or maybe 0.2. He plays as a midfielder, so he's not really getting bombing on the left-hand side the way you would have him Ralston comes in. Just want to watch. Again, his value's going up. As long as Celtic keep playing well and his value's going up, then it could be there. He's still a cheap version of Celtic defence. Yota's a must-have. I need to get on him. I slept on that one to start. I thought it was been cute going for Hatate. Didn't work out. He's injured. Really, like yourself said, I thought he looked really good. I thought Turnbull looked decent as well, now Hatate's out. But it's again, there will be a point we're going to Celtic will start rotating players. Players are going to get game time. Abada's going to get game time. I mean, Ed made a get hooked at half time. I mean, that's a sore if you're done.
Yeah.
Gio Mack is going to get game time, depending on the fixtures. And who have we got next? Who's Celtic playing next, Tom?
Let me check. Kilmarnock. Away at the plastic pitch.
So that would not surprise me if Gio Mack is coming in for that game. I mean, it would be something maybe we just thought maybe do something different. Apart from that, I think all the assets are pretty much nailed the way you want to be nailed, Celtic-wise. I mean, the goal, we're not going to keep 38 clean sheets near those Rangers. We're just going to have to take these hits. But you're looking for returns on the pitch, other way, and I think it's Jota's 100% number one choice. I will have to get to him, if not this week, the week after, because, as you said, highest point scorer, and I'm getting left behind.
Mm-hmm. Then we move on to the Sunday fixtures. We had the Edinburgh Derby. Hibs won, Hearts won. Boyle scored for Hibs, assist from Ewan. That's Ellie Ewan, not Ewan Henderson. For Hearts, it was Shankland, an assist from Barry Mackay. Some return for Boyle after coming back from Saudi. He's a 5.1 million mid. He could just be what Hibs need, but probably want to see more from him first of all, before I jump on him. Ewan, 4.0 million forward. He got the assist. I think he could be a nice cheap option if he gets consistent starts. Then striker position is a position that traditionally is not the best return for points. Could be an option. The only other Hibs asset I'd probably be concerned at the minute is Ewan Henderson. We said before, 3.1, a starting midfielder. He's on corners. He does look like a nice enabler. He got an assist last week and a 0.1 point price rise. So I think people will start to get on him as they want to shift the cash about. A lot of people will bank the two transfers. So I could see a lot of people bringing him in this week to try and free up some funds to get these more premium assets that are firing. Shanklin got the goal. His stats are good. He had 3 shots on target in this game. Barry Mackay got the assist after bagging a goal last week. And I do really like him as an option as well. I wish Forrest got something in this game as he's a bit more affordable than Mackay. Currently, I've got 0 Hearts assets. I'm more in the Kyogo situation. I think he could be a nice downgrade to Shanklin and use the money to beef up the midfield and get on these assets. Potentially Boyle. I like look at Mackay as well. So that's what I'm kind of thinking at the minute. Especially if Shanklin kind of keeps up with Kyogo's output as well, because 7.8 million, he's a fun sponge.
And it's not a fun sponge, a fun sponge, right?
Okay. Fun sponge, that's right. So if you can get on Shanklin and he's doing the same job for cheaper, I know what I'd rather have. Thoughts, Peter?
Well, this great comment that I've got Shanklin and Furuhashi, and when I was thinking about it today, walking around my gallery, it's Furuhashi who's looking like to leave my team before Shanklin, which is strange to think, but Shanklin did look good. I mean, he's got a good attacking field behind him. He's probably got less threat of game rotation time. I know they've started playing Europe, so that could change, but as it stands now, if I'm making moves to get midfielders in and strengthen elsewhere, I'll probably Furuhashi will downgrade and keep Shanklin, which I think makes sense in my head right now. I mean, I know Furuhashi has the potential to explode and make 2 or 3 goals in a game, but I think so can Shanklin if Hearts have the right fixtures.
Yeah, I mean, Hearts are home to Dundee United, so depending on how this leg goes in Holland, maybe some tired legs there. Shanklin could do well.
I'm thinking that as well.
Like following fixture, so those, considering it may want to wait till after the Celtic game before jumping on. After that, they've got St Johnstone, Livingston, St Mirren, Motherwell before they face Rangers in game week 9. So a nice little run there.
That's a tasty run. I'm doing a wee hoofed face. Boyle, I think, I've saw too much in the last couple of games of the season we've played this game. He's explosive. He's talismanic. You know he's going to lead the line. Everyone's going to go through him. He's going to get pens. He's going to get corners when he comes in the team. Everyone's going to go through him. 3 kicks. I think I'm going to get to him very, very shortly. Hence, I sent you a wildcard thing again. I'll bring it up twice. If people listen, I sent Tom a kind of dummy wildcard and he talked me out of it because it's too early in the game week. It was just sort of threw up, like, if I was panicking. And I thought it looked pretty good, what I could see. Yeah. But it's just a case of, as you said, you don't need to do that. You can get to it with a hit and then wait and see, and then you can do it again and don't waste it for early doors, which I won't be doing. It was just more a kind of just thinking, see how it looks. Hearts-wise, and fixtures, the players are still there. You could have Shanklin, you could have Mackay, you could have Forrest. The end of the back line, you could have Gordon. I know Gordon, he's not kept a clean sheet yet, but I mean, it is going to come. Hearts are not notoriously quite good defensively. Mm-hmm. If you stick with them, they sell you off them unless you're downgrading and you save money elsewhere. They will get their fair share of clean sheets. I mean, Cochrane and Kingsley, when they're both playing, they're both attacking, they're all the holes coming from each side. It depends on the right time. It's actually quite a lot of assets to kind of differentiate with 6-7 players mentioned there, so it's pretty good. Hibs again, I don't fancy at the back. I still think they're quite dodgy at the back. It would be more midfield to up front. You mentioned they're a really cheap striker, a good enabler. If the game pans out the way it might pan out over the last 2 seasons, where the strikers are kind of the more dead positions, then at least you're getting maybe a 4 point. You say 4.2 that striker was?
Yeah, it's 4.0.
So 4 million for a Hibs striker, potential aspects to be top 6. That's not too bad at all. Mm-hmm. So that's my thoughts on that. Didn't see anything else in that game, but it was all for you, thanks.
Right. Dundee United 0, Livingston 1 was the final fixture. It was 1-0 to Livingston. Montano scored with an assist from Nicky Devlin. I thought Livy looked strong last week. They were at home at the Tony Mac. They managed to get the goal and keep Rangers at bay up until about 70-odd minutes, so they looked strong. They did get the clean sheet in this fixture, and Dundee United looked pretty good. They had a good game midweek against AZ. They'll be playing the return or the away fixture in Holland on Thursday night, so keep an eye out for team news there. It was 2 defenders that managed to get the goal and assist. I thought Nubly looked good last week. We didn't really manage anything this week. United perhaps have one eye on that kind of second leg, so they maybe underperformed in this fixture. Livingston at home to Hibs next. Without the return of Boyle, I would be fairly set that they were going to get a clean sheet in that fixture, but I still think Boyle's a bit of an unknown. He's came from Saudi. He's not really had much of a pre-season. We don't really know how fit he is. He did come on as a sub in the dying minutes. Is he going to start? Not too sure. I do like the look of Devlin, though. He could be an option. If you've got some spare cash, maybe get rid of Mayo and go Devlin. That's something I'm perhaps considering. I'm quite happy with Scales at the minute, so I don't really want to get rid of him. I'm not really too sure about any other Livingston assets at all. I think there's probably better options out there in all positions, really. This game week, I did consider going for Levitt. However, I've kind of cooled off him a bit. And I'm going to keep an eye on United assets in general for the time being. Maybe let them get this European tie out the way and then reassess. They do have Hearts next, which will be a bigger challenge than Livingston. So I'm definitely not going for Levitt until after that. And no clean sheet yet for United. So I'm not really drawn on the defenders either. Yeah.
Yep. Don United, I think you mate, you pretty much nailed there. The European kind of sideshow is might be more important for them right now, obviously financially and more esteem. But I think they do look good overall. Jack Ross is a good manager. He seems to have built a right good squad of players. The whole buy the best in the league kind of mentality is kind of working there. I think they will come good. I wouldn't be too knee-jerk on them. I mean, they're Europe, I suppose. What is this? Do they have to play another round after this? Do they need to play playoff rounds? Another three midweek games potentially into it for them? Because this is if they get through, they're another two, because obviously it's a playoff round next. Is that right? Because Hearts in the playoff round, am I right?
Or is there another... If they get through, they've got a playoff round. So they've got two games to play there, and then and then they're in.
Right, so it's not going to go on for weeks and weeks and weeks. They either get through in third and you know, two more games to go, or they're out, it's back to week to week.
It's qualification for the conference thing, so if they don't go through, it's over pretty much, because there's nothing to drop down into.
Like it's not like Hearts. Hearts are guaranteed the European group stage, because they can opt out to go straight into the UEFA Conference League. Because they're in a different competition. Yeah,
right, they're guaranteed European football till Christmas.
So good. Right, so that's why I would look at that way. Livingston, I think, looked better than they did last season at the start, because they seem to have retained Maurice's team, Maurice's squad. So they've lost a few players, but not lost massive amounts of players. So they've hit the ground quicker than even I thought they would do. Martin Dale obviously knows what he's doing. He's got a good squad together. They will probably be looking to finish top six again. They've got a lot of cheap players in there. Again, it's still a relatively small sample size, another 2 or 3 weeks, and then we can start making moves on. I mean, I like the Devlin shout and all, Tom, because he's quite an attacking fullback. Mm-hmm. He's captain as well, so he is nailed, isn't he? He's going to play every week if he's fit. Yeah. Like a yellow card, that's the only thing that you take it on board when you bring him in. But, yep, some good players mentioned there. Don't you think, just in case, if you've got Abram Levitt in because Hattie was injured, but we've got a question on that later. I think Levitt might be coming back out again. I feel the way they're going to set up now they've signed a certain player. We'll talk about that later. So that's as finished the game, Storm. You want to go on to your top 10s?
Yeah, so top 10. We did it last week. We did it last season as well, until it kind of became glaringly obvious what the situation was. So we'll carry on doing that until it's glaringly obvious what the situation is this season. Top 10 for this game week, number one. Coming in with 16 points is Miovski. He's obviously a forward. Jota, 14 points, midfielder. Jamie Murphy at St. Johnston, 11 points, midfielder. Lathan Clarkson, 11 points, midfielder. Tom Lawrence at Rangers, 10 points, midfielder. Jens, Celtic centre-back, 9 points, defender. Kyogo, 9 points, forward. Centre-back Goldson at Rangers, 7 points, defender. He just edged it with a bonus point, give him 7. Bear at St. Johnston, 7 points, forward. And Iacovitti, 7 points, defender. Cholak also got 7 points as a forward, but for the purpose of this, we're doing top 10, so it has to stay at 10. And that's the order the game put in. I don't know how they decide, but that's the order they put in.
Maybe price point, maybe do it on the cheapest one when it comes to that, because it'd be points per million, maybe.
Perhaps, yeah. If we're looking at totals for this game week by position, there was obviously zero goalkeepers mentioned there. Three defenders, four mids, and three forwards, or four forwards if you want to include Čolak as well. That gives us a total of one goalkeeper so far this season in the top 10, seven defenders, nine midfielders, and three forwards, or four if you're counting Čolak.
We're not counting Čolak, John. Stick to your 10. We're sticking to 10.
So, obviously, midfield and defence is where it's at. And it seems to be premium midfielders that are performing based on what we've seen last week. Tom Lawrence is ticking on nicely. Yacht is obviously a premium midfielder. You will have the odd one game week wander, like Jamie Murphy. Once these guys start creeping in over the next few weeks, then you might want to consider them. But for now, I'm writing them off as a one-week wonder just now.
Yep, I think you just stuck the nail on the head there. I think it's seen to be the keepers so far, I think the same as last time. Apart from Gordon, who was an outlier last time, get a cheap goalkeeper who you think is going to get bonus points and save points and the random clean sheet there. That's the best way of doing it. Defenders, midfielders, like you said, and I think as the game goes on, it'll be probably building towards what we always have. Two cheap strikers and one decent striker, if that's going to be Morelles or Furuhashi, and then cheap strikers to enable your midfield assets, defensive assets. I think that's the way the game probably will go. Mm-hmm. Too early to see yet, we're only 2 game weeks in, but we'll be here before, we'll saw it. We're wise old podcast heads, we can see it coming, Tom, but whether we fall for the same traps, we don't know. Right, ready to jump on the questions then?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Right, okay, so 7 questions I think this week, we'll go one at a time. So first up is Josh McCaffrey, that's Josh McSee _05. Do you think Martin Boyle is a must-have asset after his Edinburgh Derby antics? I like a lot of antics. With Morelos' return, is he... Well, so one question first, 2-1. Right, so Martin Boyle, is he a must-have?
Potentially. I'm going to hang on one more game week, see how he performs next week, and then take it from there. Away at Livingston is a hard place to go, so if he can do well there... Well, I say two game weeks... Because I'm going to see how he gets on at Livingston. They've got Rangers after that, Ibrox. Might not want to bring him in for that. So yeah, see how he does over the next two.
He's got form against Rangers, but it's early as last season, so...
We'll see how Rangers' defence holds up as well. Take it from there, but I'm not going to jump on him yet.
I agree with you to a point. I don't think he's a must-have yet, but I think at some point in the season he will be a must-have. Once he's up, fit, fire and running... And again, Hibs another team at Aberdeen's built pretty much a new squad. Lee Johnson, I know people can on his back already, but I think he seems to have all the makings. He's a decent manager, decent coach. Obviously, his assistant wants to play. They can boil back in, who should fit in the system quite easily, I think. So I think at some point, Boyle will be a must-have. Maybe not right now, like Tom says, but keep him, keep watching. Do the eye test, watch his stats, watch underlying stats. I think at some point, you won't have to have another team. You're going to have to fit him in.
I don't think his price is going to rise too much either because Miovski is only owned by about 11%. Mm-hmm. And he managed to get 16 points this week. So, plus he's an easy downgrade for a lot of strikers because he's only 5.1, whereas it's probably going to be more difficult to get a 5.1 midfielder into your team without maybe taking hits. So, I think that affords you some game weeks. I don't think people will be able to move for him very easily. So, I don't think you have to rush.
Yep, I will agree on you 100%. And Josh's second part, with Morelos' return, is he a better option than Kyogo, just more of a guarantee of minutes?
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
Let me go first.
Yeah, you go first. Inspire me.
I think Morelos is a better option than Kyogo. I think Morelos is more talismanic for him up top again for Rangers. I do think that. I think if he's back fit and he's fully fit and playing, I think he'll be hard to drop. Whereas with Celtic, Kyogo can rotate with Giakoumakis, who probably feels quite aggrieved he's not getting more game time. I don't say he does. He will get game time because he's ended the season quite well. Joint top goal scorer.
Yeah.
He could go made if he wanted to. I don't see Ange going for two up top. I don't think it fits his system. I think we need to do a lot. I mean, that doesn't seem anything he wants to do. I don't see Gio doing that either. Rangers, one up top, maybe two if they're chasing a game. So I think Morelos is guaranteed more minutes. If both of them are fit, I think Morelos is guaranteed more minutes. And I think if it come push to shove, that's the one I'd be going for. But again, it's hot streaks. It's good on the right time. There will be times Morelos will score four or five games in a trot. There will be times Kyogo will score five games in a trot. It's just if you're lucky enough to judge these things at the right time with the right player, then you can have both of them.
Yeah, I think you're probably more stuck on. Yeah. I want to free up more money. I need more money than just downgrading to Morelos. Or no, I would have to upgrade to Morelos.
Yeah, he's really a striker. Yep.
So it's a case of thinking what's going to work for me. Having all this money up front in one player, or having a Shankland plus 2 million, 2.5 million,
mm-hmm.
spend on your midfield. Start beefing up the Hendersons. The youngers.
All this world. This is when you use sort of sticking as well. If you can identify teams that are really poorly, like, for example, if Rangers get a run of maybe St Johnson, Motherwell, Hibs, all at home, or if they have five games out, six at home or something, just sort of a wee kind of quirk of things where it looks good. The away games are poor teams, home games are teams that are not so poor, then it's a kind of no-brainer to go for the right player. If there's European games in between games and you see, like, Kyogo's not got European games, maybe bring him in. If Morelos isn't European game, bring him in. If there's no cup games, think it's just kind of judging on the form and the fix at the right time. And it's slightly like every other France game, but FPL, you've got to just do it at the right time. Hopefully it works. Because I'm pretty sure if they're both fit coming into the season, I also have to be talking about Rangers self-defence, they're probably going to be the both highest clean sheets. I'm pretty sure Morelos and Kyogo will probably be up there for a top goal scorer. They'll not be far off each other. I don't think so. It's getting on at the right time. Right, thanks, Josh. Next question from Brian Plays Attack. Would you go Cathal Vickers to Jens to save cash to bring in the FFS legend Martin Boyle? And I will go first this one. Cathal Vickers to Jens, I will say no right now because I don't think Jens is nailed. But if it's to get Boyle, maybe not right now, down the line, if Jens becomes a lock in self-defence, if Boyle becomes a lock in Hibs, then maybe it's a no-brainer to just downgrade one centre back to the other. You see, he looked quite lively in the box, Tom, so there's no reason why.
He was a big lad.
Yep, he's a big lad, so it could be this equivalent of Cathal Vickers in the box. He could maybe offer the same amount of returns defensively. Again, that's a kind of, as you mentioned, Tom, few times, it's just a couple of game weeks, see how it all pans out. If it looks that way, Jens is in and it's his shot to lose, it's an easy move for money-wise. But again, you've got to look at the same time. Will his value start going up towards Vickers, and then it's pretty close, and it's kind of it's really worth it.
Mm-hmm.
What's your thoughts?
I think it's a little bit too early just to say on Jens. I'm more confident with Yilmaz. You know, I downgraded Goldson to Yilmaz for the funds this week. I was going to bank the transfer, but I thought I quite like that move, so that's what I did. It's a bit less stuck on with the centre-back situation, because you've also got Starfelt in the mix as well coming back. Welsh had a good first game. Would Jens have started? Had Welsh been well?
I would say no.
Last week?
I don't think so.
But then, obviously, Jens has went and scored. I don't think Starfield got any goals last season. I think he just got one assist. So, I don't know. I think it's maybe between Jens and Welsh.
But again, I think actually the weekend, he hasn't got a start 11, he's got a team. So, any game week, player could be rotated in. I think, if you're asking me personally, I think the one that doesn't move is Carter Vickers. He's a rock. He's the one that doesn't move.
Yeah. But he's so expensive.
I know, but, I mean, build a value team, you can get to him. Wait and see.
I think Taylor's more probably the best compromise. He's not the cheapest. He's not as cheap as Jens. Certainly a lot cheaper than Carter Vickers. And he's only really got Burnaby for competition. A player we've not really seen that much.
He's not to speed yet, so it's his Taylor's shot to lose.
So for the time being, Taylor's probably the safest option if you try to get as cheap as possible, but also have the that more starts.
Okay, next up, FPL ball bag. Andy is at FPL_Eagles. Top three must-haves out with the old firm.
Top three must-haves. Miovsky's got to be in there. Mm-hmm. We've liked him since the League Cup games. He came good this week. Chelsea. Celtic in game week one. So you can pretty much write off that fixture. This is the beginning for him, I think. So I like Miovsky. Barry Mackay, he's looking good at Hearts. Goal last week, assist this week. Ticking along nicely. And after that, Shanklin, perhaps?
See, I look at it different. I look at it more like it's players who are guaranteed will be steadily returns and at the same time play games. So, Miovsky agree with you because he's price. I like Mackay. My third option probably Scales. I think Scales is nailed at that back line. He's cheap. He's still cheap enough around and he'll tick along nicely. You could even say the goalkeeper, Ruse. I mean, just because they're going to be nailed, they're really cheap. I think as the season will go on, we'll keep track of top 10 players and stuff like this. We'll do a deep dive as well, and you'll probably surprise these players still keep popping up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
It's only two games. We can't really go any further than that. I mean, it's going to be 3 or 4, and you'll start to players on edge. I mean, you still to find their feet up top. But I like Miovsky, Mackay is seen to hit the ground running, and Scales for me, or Bruce, one of the two. They're both defensive assets, so.
Yeah, both enablers free up some funds.
Can't argue with that. I do think the boy Mayo can look at Kilmarnock. I think if Kilmarnock get under McInnes quite defensively, he's 2.2. I think he'll decent returns, but it's only 2 weeks in, so right now he's just a cheap enabler.
Yeah.
Right, question from FPL Dafty. Morelis to Everton, ? You heard it your first, smiley faced, and I think that is living up to his name because I checked online this morning, I couldn't find anything about Morelis to Everton.
I think it must be hypothetical.
Yes. Should FFS managers keep Colak? And I'll go this one first. Yes, for now, until you see team news, as simple as that. If he's dropped against St. Johnson, then I think it's time to move because it's game teams being managed. We've said before, there's a plethora of players you can easily move to. Miovsky would be an obvious one. There's also other options there, 4.3, 4.4 players you can just go to instead to if he's not nailed. And otherwise, why would you have a range of assets not nailed in your team? It's a waste of spot. Thoughts, Tom?
Yeah, I mean, you might not have to wait as long as the weekend. They're going to play USG tonight, so.
But we do get team news at the weekend, so you can still, he could be rotated back in for the St. Johnson game. So if he's playing against St. Johnson, I wouldn't take him out this game week. There's really no point if he's going to play against worst team in the league, potentially.
Mm-hmm.
If he's not playing against St. Johnson, then it is time to get rid of it.
They're down 2-0, so they've got to get some goals back. So you'd imagine whoever starts tonight, maybe the manager's probably got the most confidence in. So I think it would be a good indicator. Plus, obviously, if Morelos comes on or starts or whatever and comes off injured again, then yeah, your decision's made for you.
Again, just be always say, wait to the latest point possible your transfer. You're going to get team news anyway, so...
Yeah.
Have your player at standby you want to bring in and just be ready for the game news. And then if he's dropped, you can shift. And if not, then you keep and wait till the next game week.
Yep.
Next up is from WH76. That's WH176. The old arrival of McGrath had done United impact on Levitt's fantasy production. So I went to, this is where I was talking earlier on. I think so, because McGrath's basically a number 10, plus the middle. I think Levitt's a kind of silky player. He can play deeper. He can dictate play. But it probably means he's going to be playing behind McGrath.
Yeah.
Still to see it, but I think that's who's going to work. So I think that would make, for me, McGrath probably the more one you want to have. I'm sure it'll still pop up with the points scores here and there, but they probably play deepest of the two. And totally different to team news, I think that's where it's going to work out. Thoughts, Tom?
Well, I think that was the case on the weekend. I looked on, I didn't see much of the game other than some highlights. But I looked on SofaScore, and it looked like, from what they were telling, I know this is not the most reliable of sources, but it was a 4-2-3-1. So McGrath was in the middle of the three, and Levitt was pushed back into the two. So playing deeper, perhaps less opportunities, but you could score some screamers from out there. Not unheard of.
They're not even screamers, I know, but I just think if as he's going to impact them, he's good. He can play there. McGrath's better just further forward, so yeah. It just seems that's what it's going to be. Still a great player. It might just not be a player that you want in your fantasy team.
Yep.
Right, next up, double questions from Andy Payman. At Andy Payman. Is Lawrence the only range midfielder worth in just now? Gets the passing and tackling bonuses, and if he gets any goal involvements, it's three bonus on top, most likely. Tom?
For me, yes. I don't think any of the other Rangers midfielders have showed us anything that lead us to want to get on them. They're expensive, so they're difficult to get to. So they've not shown me anything where I'd want to, you know, try and free up money elsewhere to get on that. Much more interest in Barry Mackay, I think. So, no, it's a no for me.
Yep, I agree. Until Matondo or Tielsman explode in regular form, Hinglon has got the ground running. You say ticks along nicely, he's collecting these bonus points. So, to me, he's a must-have range midfielder right now. Until somebody else steps up, he's the one to go for.
Definitely.
And the last question is from, again, Andy Penman. How do we fit Boylan when all the midfield options, apart from Jota, are so cheap? Where is it best to take the money from to lead a midfielder to Boyle, Tom?
I think we've kind of touched on that already.
Yeah, we did.
We're both kind of twitching a little bit around the Furuhashi situation. He's 7.8. If someone else can do the job but cheaper, you know, you're going to go for them in all aspects of life. And that frees up some funds to you know, upgrade the likes of the a younger and Henderson. Those are the two cheapies sort of in that sort of 3 to 4 million bracket. That could potentially could be Boyle that way, but it's still too early to say for me on Boyle, so I think it's a wait and see for me. The old motto.
If Boyle was to explode, like this question could be asked, I think it would be a striker. It would need to be a striker option. You're not going to downgrade Tavernier.
No.
Because unless you're just committing game suicide. I don't think any of the defenders in your team would be able to downgrade enough money to bring him in unless you've got a Golson or a Carter Vickers. So the obvious option would be you're up top, big guys up top, we downgrade to a cheaper option and then to bring Boyle in. Like you said, you're not going to give up Jota for Boyle, so you need to bring one of your other ones up. You're top 1.5, maybe 1.6 might to find somewhere. Unless you go for a real cheap defender, it's going to be a striker.
Yeah.
As it stands.
Again, you're not going to get rid of Jota. You're not going to get rid of Lawrence either, are you?
No. They two are seen to be the template straight away. It's two, so
yep.
I think it's a striking need already. I mean, I'm on Shanklin, Colic and Furuhashi, like I said, and easily one in downgrades. I could easily bring in Boyle. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that concludes the questions week, Tom. So we'll move on to the fixtures for game week 3. Then we'll do our captains and such. I'm going to go on this website. Okay, game week 3 fixtures. So we'll have early team news for 4 games. We've got St Mirren versus Ross County, Rangers versus St Johnson, Livingston Hibs, Aberdeen Motherwell. Then on a Sunday, we have Kilmarnock versus Celtic and Hearts versus Dundee United. So upon hearing that, captain, vice captain, and transfer thoughts.
I'm potentially going to hold my transfer this week unless anything happens with Rangers midweek. I don't have any Dundee United, so I don't really have to worry about that fixture.
Yeah, I think I'm likely to hold. I don't see anything too pressing. For captaincy, Rangers at home to St Johnstone, probably going to be Captain Tav, isn't it? Vice-captaincy, I think this is a bit more up for debate. Celtic away at Kilmarnock on the plastic pitch.
I think I'm
preferring maybe Miowski, vice-captain at home, to Motherwell, who have not been too great this season. So probably between them, leaning towards Miowski after doing the podcast this evening. So that's probably it for me, yeah.
So I'll be Captain Tav, hoping St Johnson. Vice-captain will be between, if Colak's starting, probably Colak. If he's gone, his move will probably be to Miowski anyway, probably vice-captain him. That would be awesome, a transfer. And potentially take a hit to bring Jota in, or I might just run it one more week. But the fear's getting me. But then it's Kilmarnock away, a pitch, I don't know. I mean, I don't even know if Jota's guaranteed to play in that pitch. I mean, so I don't know.
Actually, aye.
We'll wait and see. I think that's a safe bet. Captain Tav and vice-captain, either one of Colak, or if Colak's not playing, I'll move to Miowski and keep him with vice-captain because a nice plum fixture. That's my transfer there. So I did raise a wildcard earlier on, but I'm not discussing it. It was a kind of tongue-in-cheek one. I will kind of quickly say, I think it was Tom I had, cheap upping goalkeeper, 4 Celtic Rangers defenders in midfield.
Defence, sorry.
Find it quickly, I'll read out exactly what it was.
So you had Miowski up front as a lone striker with the two cheapies of Nubli and Hiwula. Midfield was Lawrence, Yota, Boyle, and the non-playing midfielder of Ferguson. Back line of Cochrane, Tav, Carter Vickers, Taylor and Yilmaz with Aberdeen's Roos and goals. You also had a younger and non-playing goalkeeper of Sinclair at 1.8.
And Mother Arteta was downgrade Cochrane to Mayo and maybe upgrade Haua to a more kind of favourable striker. That was my wildcard. I was going to go for it, but obviously it's just talk. I'm not doing it. Right, Tom, the Regan Charles Cook round 2 draw. So I put Donnie's ball in the microwave like he recommended. So it was 32 teams, Tom, they're all marked. So have you got a system here? Have you got a pen and a bit of paper?
I can do it. Yep.
Not Donnie's system, where he tells me to say numbers 2 or 3 times because he's a randomizer and working perfectly for him. As I dig, Donnie, enjoy your holiday.
Yeah, I'm ready when you are.
Right, okay, number 1 to 32.
21, please.
Is Laura Lovian.
And 28.
Is Tariq Sonny.
Number 6.
Is Donnie.
Number 15.
Is Bolexo. I believe is Conquering Lions, isn't it? Is that right?
I think so, yeah. Yep, I remember that.
Robbie Dempsey, yep.
25.
Is Blades Attack?
18.
Say, Tom, can they take this? Is Gavin McCann?
Ten.
Is your old man?
Number 26.
Itakora Fantasy.
Number 3.
Chris Norwood.
Number 12.
Is, for fantasy sake, Andrew, who I believe dumped out Gunnar. Just a wee thing here, Gunnar.
Number 20.
Melvinho, 1968.
23.
Is FFS whiskey?
Number 31.
FPL Maz?
Number 8.
Is Barracuda?
Number
1. 2093.
19.
Fitbapod John.
Number 11.
Hatch stats.
Number 4.
Auburn 89.
16.
Yourself, Tom.
Oh. 24.
Oh, getting up to me, Coach Beard 1977.
Number 2.
Ski House 78.
Number 7.
John Easton. Andre Bugiak, I think.
30.
Plays SFC Harry.
21.
FPL Panda.
17.
Hoofball Pod Hugh.
13.
Yep, that is Lee Lee Cammy.
32.
We'll play Ian F. Reed.
29.
FPL General.
14. I think that's a lot.
No, there's one more to go, I'm sure.
Was there?
Yep.
Try to see what I've...
Well, Seppet General plays the Dave one. Well, I've got two left, so I can find them if you can't find them. Cammy 37. We'll play Ewan RFC 83.
Oh, yeah.
It's quite clever. So it's Laura Loveen versus Tariq Sunny, Donnie versus Belixo, Blaze Attack versus Gav McCann, Tom's Dad versus Pecora Fantasy, Chris Norwood 13 plus for Fantasy Sake Andrew, Melvino 1968 versus FPS Whiskey, FPL Maz versus Barracuda, 2093 plus FitPopod John, Hart Stats versus Auburn 89, Tom versus Coachbeard 1977, Ski House 78 versus John Easton, Andrea Bujak versus Scottish Fantasy Football Community Harry, FPL Panda plus Hoofball Bot You, Lee Lee Cammy versus Ian F. Reed, FPL General versus Dave One, and Cammy 37 versus Ewan RFC 83. So I'll get this online later on, obviously, but that'll be another two legged tie, game week 3, game week 4. Exit the next round. Something tasty ties there. Couple of cup holders still in it, couple of cup holders already knocked out. Take you for there, Tom.
Yep.
Right, so you might get plugs in before we go.
I am at FFS underscore scout on Twitter. You can hit me up there.
I'm at Fantasy Half. Donny is FFS underscore Donny. We'll be back next week, hopefully freeze unless sun happens, and we'll cover on game week 3. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road. Say goodbye, Tom.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye for me. Bye bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.